The next person I interviewed was a thin, lean, athletic 50-year-old woman wearing a head wrap which hid a bald scalp, but not the absent eyebrows on her pale face. She had first been diagnosed with node-negative estrogen receptor-positive breast cancer at age 37 and received a lumpectomy, radiation therapy to the breast, and tamoxifen. Towards the end of her fifth year of treatment, at age 42, she was diagnosed with cancer recurrence in the breast and surrounding skin, and this was felt to be surgically unresectable. During the last 8 years, she's received a variety of endocrine treatments, chemotherapy agents, and the anti-VEGF agent bevacizumab. The disease currently is present in multiple bones, the liver, and lungs. When we met for the interview, she arrived with a woman of about the same age who told me she was the patient's dearest friend and asked if she could observe the interview from the back of the studio. As the patient told her story, I noticed silent tears pouring down the face of her friend, who I later invited to the microphone. But more of that later. To begin, the patient describes her life at first diagnosis some years ago.
I used to be a dental hygienist until my eldest son was born. I've had small jobs in between. I'm very athletic and I love to be outside, so I was a director of a camp. I was volunteering forever in my kids' school, so I don't work. In between everything, I've lost my parents, and I was in a bad marriage to begin with, so got divorced.
Your kid's father?
Yes, yes.
Does he see them?
Yes, actually, he does. He actually moved into the same development that I live in. Actually, he's getting married in a couple of days. So that's about that. I chose poorly, because I would love to have had more children, but not with that man.
Right.
So I chose poorly.
Yeah.
And he was not helpful to me at all. He's a very selfish man. And if it weren't for my village and my family and my sense of self, I don't think I'd still be here. I had no support from him whatsoever.
Who's in your village?
Who's in my village? I'm very lucky. My girlfriend, Jerry, who's sitting with me right now, who actually is my sister, but technically not. I'm adopted, so we could be sisters, but we don't think so because her mother wasn't pregnant when I was born. But I have a very healthy group of people around me, of girlfriends and their husbands, whom I can go to for different things that I need. I need my friend for this, and I need another friend for that, and Jerry, of course, runs the gamut.
What about your kids? What's going on with them?
Well, they're teenage boys. I've been tag-teamed for about 3-4 years with them. If it's not one, it's another. I personally believe that when everything is okay with my kids, I'm okay. I've had some traumatic things with my kids, nothing health-wise, but they've taken me through the paces, being out at night, not knowing where they are. And like I said, they don't do it at the same time, but one is stable and then the other decides to do whatever. I really get no help from their dad, and it affects me very much physically. So I think the cancer is my Achilles heel. I think that when I'm heartsick or under a lot of stress, my body just reacts in that way, which is quite funny because I've always been a very strong person and a very healthy person growing up. So it's really weird to have to deal with this.